I'm Annie.
And I'm Parker.
And you're listening to
WGXC Acra
Hudson
Catskill 90.7 FM.
Amazing!
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. This morning, we're going to hear from Cuban musician Omar Sosa, who is playing at the Sanctuary for Independent Media on Friday night with a live broadcast on WGXC with Saku Keita and Gustavo Avales. And we'll hear about their jazz music on the WGXC Morning Show today. Plus, we will hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after the local news, which is next on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Network. On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news.
Friday, April 1st, we are not fooling. There are two live shows on WGXC 90.7 FM. First, at 7:30 p.m., we go live to Troy, New York, where Cuban performers Omar Sosa, Saku Keita, and Gustavo Avales are performing a jazz show. And at 9 p.m., we're live from the Avalon Lounge in Catskill with the Glass Pony Band from Albany, an indie post-rock band, with Shonda Dewey on drums, Eddie Hodling on guitar, Jeff Picarizzi on bass, and Greg Pitts on guitar. So tune in Friday night to WGXC for live music, first from the Sanctuary for Independent Media with Omar Sosa, Saku Keita, and Gustavo Avales, and then the Glass Pony Band plays on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Tune in at WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Glen Falls House in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that conversations over the proposal surrounding the Clean Slate Act are continuing in Albany as lawmakers and Governor Kathy Hochul are looking at a variety of criminal justice law changes addressing concerns over cashless bail, evidence discovery procedures, and access to tuition assistance for people in prison. Hochul's proposal for the Clean Slate measure would seal felony records 7 years after a sentence is completed and after 3 years for misdemeanors. but the New York Civil Liberties Union is urging passage of the legislative version of the proposal because it calls for sealing records years earlier than Hochul's plan. The New York Civil Liberties Union said in a statement, quote, in tandem with a broad coalition of labor organizations, civil rights groups, racial justice organizations, public defenders, members of law enforcement, and people directly impacted by the criminal legal system, the NYCLU calls upon you to enact a version of Clean Slate that includes the legislator's language, unquote. Supporters of sealing records argue the measure would make it easier for people to find jobs and housing once they have served their sentences and reduce repeat offenses in the process. Read more about the story at New York State of Politics.
As state lawmakers rush to complete the budget by the April 1st deadline, Shalice Monzi-Young at Yahoo Sports reports that New York taxpayers will provide the largest amount of public monies ever given to finance a stadium for a privately owned team. New York State is giving $600 million in taxpayer funds, and Erie County is adding a $250 million gift to Terry and Kim Pegula, the Buffalo Bills owners, who are reportedly worth $5.8 billion. And while anyone applying for public assistance, such as welfare or food stamps, must meet certain requirements to receive public money, in this case, the $850 million in taxpayer funds comes without conditions. And it also comes with Governor Kathy Hochul's proposed budget cuts of $800 million from Children and Family Services. And New York is actually giving more to the billionaire sports team owners. New York will also pay almost $7 million a year for 15 years in maintenance costs and add $6 million a year for the full 30 years to a capital improvement fund for the Buffalo Stadium. While the taxpayers own the stadium, the Pegulas get all the money from naming rights. Currently, that $6 million a year Highmark Health pays the couple to have its name on the stadium. Read more about this story at Yahoo Sports.
Mid-Hudson News reports New York Attorney General Letitia James recently advised the largest credit card companies and major debt collectors operating in New York of new state regulations that prevent them from suing consumers for old debts. A new law protecting debtors goes into effect in April. The Consumer Credit Fairness Act of 2021 reduces the statute of limitations for consumer debt collection from 6 years to 3 years. James said, quote, abusive debt collection practices of the past hurt low and moderate income New Yorkers the most and buried them deeper into financial struggles. I urge any New Yorker who feels that they have been a victim of improper debt collection to contact my office. Consumers have rights and my office is committed to protecting them, unquote. Effective April 7th, creditors cannot sue or make a threat to sue consumers over debts that are older than 3 years, down from 6 years. Plus, any payment a consumer makes after that three-year period cannot be used to revive the time-barred debt. James warned consumers that if they make a payment on a more than three-year-old debt before April 7th, that payment may renew the creditor's ability to sue them for the full amount of the old debt. Read more about the story at MidHudsonNews.com.
Andrea Mako reports in Porcupine Soup that former Prattsville Town Supervisor Corey O'Hara will plead guilty to one count of the federal indictment against him. But which charge O'Hara is pleading guilty to has not been announced, and on March 29th, Senior U.S. District Judge Frederick J. Scullin agreed to an 11th continuance for parties to finalize the plea agreement within 90 days. Local businessperson Stephen Baker also agreed to a plea deal with federal prosecutors in the Hurricane Irene fraud case. O'Hara and Baker were indicted in 2019 for conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and theft concerning a program receiving federal funds. O'Hara is also charged with bank fraud and making false statements in a loan application. After the storms associated with Hurricane Irene devastated Prattsville in 2011, the town received many grants and loans to rebuild. This included money from the New York State Housing Trust Fund Corporation and the New York Department of State. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Baker provided O'Hara with false invoices from his Prattsville-based modular home business, Moore's Homes, that claimed construction was done on O'Hara's automotive garage, O'Hara's service station, which Moore's Homes did not actually perform. Read more about this story in porcupine soup.
Noah Eckstein reports for Columbia Green Media that the city of Hudson has suspended weekend alternate side parking until further notice beginning April 2nd. The suspension of alternate side parking on the weekend has occurred seasonally for the past 10 years and then restored in the fall. Department of Public Works Superintendent Robert Perry said his department does not sweep the streets on the weekend, and with no indication that snow is likely, the suspension of alternate side parking will have a little effect on street cleanup. Read more about the story at HudsonValley360.com.
Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that COVID-19 cases counts are rising in both Ulster and Dutchess County. Ulster County officials reported 179 cases on March 28th, up 28 from the day before. Dutchess County reported 146 cases March 27th, up from 134 the day before. Columbia County officials reported 12 more cases March 28th and 8 more on March 29th. The Greene County Public Health Department reported 27 new cases on March 28th and 22 more on March 30th.
Capital Tonight reports that a Siena College poll released this week showed that former Governor Andrew Cuomo, who resigned in August, is starting to creep up in the polls against incumbent Governor Kathy Hochul. Hochul still leads Cuomo 38% to 30%, but there are key demographics that support the former governor by more than 50%, specifically black voters who make up the former governor's base. The poll found Cuomo's unfavorable rating overall with voters stands at 60%, and 56% of most voters believe Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women, including a large number of Democrats and New York City voters. But 67% of New Yorkers do not want Cuomo to run for governor this year. That number is similar to the Emerson College The Hill poll released recently that found that 63% of New Yorkers do not want Cuomo to reenter public office. Read more about this story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, showers mainly after 2 p.m. with a temperature high near 60 degrees. Thursday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 11 p.m. Then showers are likely with a temperature low of around 44 degrees. And on Friday, a chance of showers mainly after 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 53 degrees. And Friday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 30 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Thursday, March 31st, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the radio at WGXC. Cheryl Kay has her jazz show Situation Fluxus at 10 a.m. 11 a.m., it's time for the Transformational Listening Show, this week featuring music from the Orchestra Polirhythmo de Cantono Dahomey. Then at noon, it's time to get all mixed up with works today from Juliana Hatfield, Mavis Staples, and Bo Diddley. Then at 2 p.m., it's time for What's the Frequency, Kenneth?, the musical program that sets new releases to the latest news, and this is the Doubting Thomas episode. 3 p.m., it's time to turn on the news with a slap in the face for democracy. The Radia Show is at 3:30 p.m. this week, featuring works from Sound Art Radio in England. At 6 p.m., it's time for the All Together Now show, and we'll hear from Richard Towne, the executive director of KUNM 89.9 FM on the show. At 7 p.m., Liz LaJudice has her echolocation program on. And at 9 p.m., we're live from Toronto with Disco 3000 and Andrew O'Connor. And at 10 p.m., we're live from Columbia County with The Magic Stranger on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
All together now, 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 all together now.
To
get a local event mentioned on All Together Now, go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
Friday, April 1st, we are not fooling. There are two live shows on WGXC 90.7 FM. First, at 7:30 p.m., we go live to Troy, New York, where Cuban performers Omar Souza, Saku Keita, and Gustavo Ovales are performing a jazz show. Then at 9 p.m., we're live from the Avalon Lounge in Catskill with the Glass Pony Band from Albany, an indie post-rock band, with Shonda Dewey on drums, Eddie Hodling on guitar, Jeff Picarizzi on bass, and Greg Pitts on guitar. So tune in Friday night to WGXC for live music, first from the Sanctuary for Independent Media with Omar Souza, Saku Keita, and Gustavo Ovales, and then the Glass Pony Band plays on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Tune in at WGXC.org.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, March 31st. Morning temperature range is 40 degrees in Ankrum to 45 in Windham. Soil temperatures slid a little bit more. They are now averaging 31 degrees between Columbia and Greene County. If the music hasn't tipped you off yet, we are in for some wetness today. Afternoon will be wet and windy with chances of thunder. A high of 61 is expected at 6 p.m. Overnight, rain continues as temperatures fall to 46 degrees. Friday morning, rain will be light but still present and lasting all day. A high of 50 degrees happens around 1 p.m. 33 degrees and wind gusts overnight take us into a dry Saturday with a high of 52. Overnight, it's still cold, dipping to 34 degrees, then back up to 50 on Sunday, which will have light rain. Pollen levels for today will be low, but they are starting to creep up. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 3:11 a.m., low tide at 9:40 a.m., high tide again at 3:30 p.m., and low tide again at 10:01 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 39 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:05 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:36 a.m. Looking way up, we see G1 class storms were sparked by the arrival of the Cannibal coronal mass ejection early this morning. Auroras were seen as far south as North Dakota and Wyoming. Solar wind speed is currently 568 kilometers per second at 14.2 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible till dark, then fair below 8 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 5, storm level. The current sunspot number is 73. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
Oh, Helios. Oh, yellow star. Oh, glowing sphere. gleaming beacon, brilliant flaming orb, giver of light, warmth, and radio. Yes, it's true. WGXC's brand new solar panels are installed and ready for deployment, where they'll be calling on the free and plentiful rays of the sun to bring our station close to full sustainability.
To make WGXC a solar-powered radio station.
We are going solar, and WGXC will be a solar-powered community radio station, getting our power from the sun rather than foreign despots.
WGXC loves the sun, and we're going to love it even more now that WGXC is going solar.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Shannon Greer Photography in Brooklyn, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You gotta try something.
I got a job at the radio station.
Oh, great, that place. It's dark and dirty and has, like, what, those three weirdos who work there?
Thank you.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
With us on the line, we have noted Cuban piano player Omar Sosa, who will be appearing in Troy on April 1st. No joke. Welcome to the radio, Omar.
Hello, family. How you doing? How are you? And a pleasure to be with you. And actually, to be in Troy, it's going to be a pleasure to bring Suba Trio, the new project with Mr. Sekou Keita from Senegal. He played kora and sing, and Gustavo Valles from Caracas, Venezuela, on percussion. Is going to be part of our USA tour. And we're really happy to be there to present our new, like we call our new baby, our new record.
So you have a new record coming out. This is your second one together?
Yes. The first one was Transparent Water. And this one is called Suba. And Suba means sunrise in Mandenk, one of Sekou's language. And basically the concept of the project was try to present to people a new sunrise, because after this 2.5 years we've been living with COVID, with all this kind of crazy complex life with the people cannot go out to move to one place to another. You need to have a certificate of vaccination and mask all the time. With this project, basically, we try to say it's good to have a new sunrise, new life with optimism, more love, unity. And I think music, in a way, can help people to connect with a positive energy and light. And basically, this is what we try to present with Suba, what we try to deliver with the music we play.
So you're playing with Sekou Keita and Gustavo Valles.
Yes.
What brought the three of you together?
Oh, well, you know, I met Sekou. I met Sekou around almost 12 years ago in London with a friend of mine. Actually, was my drummer. During a period, he invited me to play in his band. His name is Mark Gilmore. And I met Sekou there. And we clicked from the very first moment. And we ended up playing almost 2 hours, non-stop. And I remember, after the concert, we talk to each other, and we say, well, we need to do some project together. And 1 week later, I call Sekou, and we record the first record, Transparent Water. And actually, with Gustavo, I met Gustavo more than 20 years. He was my percussion player in one of my first band, and he been recording with me in all my records for the last 20 years. So it's basically a family. And one of the beautiful things in this project is basically we don't need to talk too much about music. We just play and we have fun based in our tradition. And we respect our tradition, we respect our roots, but we always open to introduce new elements come from our culture in our music.
We're speaking with Omar Sosa, who's going to be appearing in Troy on April 1st with Sekou Keita and Gustavo Ovales, the Suba Trio at the Sanctuary for Independent Media. Omar, what is the connection between your background in Cuba and Sekou's background in Senegal? Is there a tradition that connects the two of you just from history?
Well, you know, I can say it's simple. You know, I always say Cuba is another province of Africa, and Sekou is come from Senegal. It's a country of Africa. So basically our tradition, actually Gustavo tradition too, we come from the Afro tradition. Gustavo comes from the Afro-Venezuelan tradition, and I come from the Afro-Cuban, from the Afro-Cuban tradition. For us, it's a, you know, it's like a weird son of the same mother. So we have in our blood similar DNA in a way. And for, you know, in a musically is a, yeah, Saku he loved Cuban music all his life, and he was playing with Cuban musician in London, and I need to say I'm crazy about African music. African music is, in a way, is the backbone of all the music I've been doing from the beginning of my career until today. And play with Saku is, for me, it's nothing complex. It's basically normal, because I said again, Cuba is another province of Africa.
So you play piano. Saku plays kora. Is there a connection? Kora. Is there a connection between those instruments?
Well, they are string instruments. They are both a string instrument, and at the same time, they are both percussive instruments, because the piano is a percussive instrument, but it have some strings too, and the kora is a string instrument, but the way he play, and actually the instrument have a both wave. You can be it's a melodic, beautiful melodic instrument, but it can use as a percussive instrument in the way of playing. So it's an instrument. It's not easy. If you play the piano in the concert of like the big orchestra, but if we listen each other, if we talk each other, this is basically the way we do our music. Definitely, it's easy.
And when you are talking about the music that you and Saku do together, how does Gustavo fit in there? How does his background from Latin America mix in with what you're doing?
Well, he's a percussion player. He's the guy who sustains all the flowers. Yeah, he's basically the earth. If you wanna say something about this, but it's. Because we played for 20 years, and Gustavo is really versatile musician. He played Afro-Cuban music. Yeah, he played Afro-Venezuelan music. He played African instrument, because he been studying in Africa for a long time. It's easy for us to be together. It's nothing forced. Is everything need to be natural, and everything need to be normal. And the music come out natural with any force. It's contemplative music. It's not demonstrative music. Even if some moment of the concert, we present some, let's say, some fire, but yeah, it's part of it. It's part of our culture too.
Fantastic. Now, if people want to find out more about you and your music, is there a place on the internet where they can find it?
Oh, yes. They can go to my webpage, www.omarsosa.com, or they can go to my Instagram, Omar Sosa Music, or they can go to Saku Keita, Instagram, Saku Keita Music. But, you know, even in Spotify, in all the platform, Apple, if they put Suba, S-U-B-A, they're going to listen. I recommend the record, because it's a peaceful record, and we need peaceful music in this kind of complex and crazy world today, when everybody try to take a position sometimes in a way is not fair and honest and correct. But, you know, music can heal. Music can bring people to a dimension they can talk to their inner voice and feel the beauty of the we all have inside of our soul and our heart. So well, thank you so much. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be with you guys, and I'm see you in Troy.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
That was a Cuban band, Omar Sosa, Secu Quita, and Gustavo Ovales, with the song Corazon from their 2022 album Suba. And that trio is performing this Friday night at the Sanctuary for Independent Media, where our partner station WOOC is based. They'll have a live web stream. The show is sold out, so you can't get a ticket anymore, but you can listen online at the Sanctuary for Independent Media's website, and we'll also have it live on WGXC at around 7:30. The show starts at around 7, so we might miss the beginning on WGXC, but as soon as the Bound by Books program is over, we will go live to the Sanctuary for Independent Media for that performance by Omar Sosa, Secu Quita, and Gustavo Ovales from Cuba, performing at the Sanctuary for Independent Media this Friday. Then after that, we'll have another live show. This one is from the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. The Albany-based band Glass Pony is performing, and here is their latest single. It is called Daydream from Glass Pony, performing Friday night at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, Friday, April 1st, and with a live webcast at WGXC.org and a live broadcast on 90.7 FM.
again. I had no intentions of coming down. You look at me like you don't know why I keep my head filled with clouds and dreams with circus themes.
You're listening to The Morning Show on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
You cannot see this human suffering and defend it because it is a disaster. It is indefensible.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz accused the White House of turning a blind eye to the immigration crisis at the southern border, with word the Biden administration is considering scrapping Title 42. The health order from March 2020 allowed for the rapid expulsion of migrants in order to reduce the spread of COVID-19. Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona, a Democrat, urged the administration to consult with local officials to develop a plan to ensure a secure and humane process before ending the policy.
Hospitals and border communities are really spread thin, and the nonprofits are overwhelmed. So I want to make sure that we do not pay a price for the failure in Washington, D.C.
The Department of Homeland Security is preparing for an influx of migrants at the border. The daily number of 7,000 could climb as high as 18,000. Russian strikes were reported in areas of Ukraine where a day earlier Moscow said it would cut back military operations. Peace talks in Turkey between Russian and Ukrainian officials have yet to yield any breakthroughs. The United States is providing Ukraine with an additional $500 million.
We are witnessing a generational moment, a historic demonstration of unity and will, and an unprecedented effort by allies to strengthen defense while simultaneously helping those in need.
General Todd Walters, head of the U.S. European Command, expects more U.S. military contributions will be needed in the region when the conflict ends. The Department of Justice is reportedly expanding its probe of the January 6th attack to include events leading up to the preceding rally held by former President Trump supporters. Meanwhile, Capitol Police Chief Thomas Manger says a multi-step reopening of the Capitol is needed to provide more time to rebuild a force depleted by the pandemic and stretched thin after January 6. He noted attrition has recently improved.
The fact is that there are still people that want to serve their country by being a Capitol Police officer. We've had more success and not seen difficulty in recruiting folks to at least come in through the door.
Manger asked a House Appropriations Subcommittee for a $105.5 million budget increase for fiscal 2023 to hire more officers, which top lawmakers signaled they would support. The National Republican Congressional Committee plans to target 72 Democrat-held or newly created seats in the midterm election, including 33 where President Biden won by a 10-point or greater margin. Meanwhile, the main Super Political Action Committee for House Democrats announced its first major ad reservations for the cycle, including more than $86 million for TV, which is more than the first reservations for the group's 2020 campaign. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our eTrust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Here is 2022 new music from Finesse. This song is called Sound Earth on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
That was 2021 new music from Emily Ritz, her song Door Watcher from the album In Love Alone.
Thank you.